The Reserve Bank of Australia's assistant governor is warning global financial markets are likely headed for a violent sell-off. In words reminiscent of the former Federal Reserve Chair Alan Greenspan's famous irrational exuberance comments, Guy Dubel told a conference in Sydney yesterday that fixed interest markets in particular could be sold sharply when interest rates begin rising again. Mr. Dubel said history shows that when investors start selling, the exits tend to get jammed. Milford Asset Management's Trans-Tasman Bond Fund Portfolio Manager David Lewis says Australia's central bank has made similar comments over the last few months, but has now stepped up that rhetoric.
What we heard from Assistant Governor Guy Dubel was re-emphasis of some of that earlier language and a slight step up in that rhetoric, but I don't think it was a completely new message from the RBA. And this is not unusual, of course, to hear this type of cautious tone from central banks when asset markets reach relatively high levels, as they have been over the course of the past couple of months.
Well, we certainly know what's happened in equity markets until the last little while, when we've seen a bit of a correction. But you say that there's an awful lot of money been flowing into bond funds as well.
Yes, there has been continued strong flows into bond funds through the course of this year. There are different services that try and collate those numbers, and on one data provider, it's around $90 billion, the total that's flowed into retail bond funds through 2014, which is actually more than that's flowed into equity funds. So, and from a flow point of view in terms of where retail investors are putting their money, bond funds have still been pretty well supported this year.
One of the risks the assistant governor pointed out is what happens when interest rates rise.
Yes, that's exactly right, and that's something that markets have been grappling with for several quarters now. We had a couple of corrections in equity markets last year, in fact, when the Fed first started talking about reducing its quantitative easing program and then began doing that later in the year. The comments from the Reserve Bank Assistant Governor, he did emphasise the abnormally low, and he felt, or the RBA feels, unsustainably low level of long-term interest rates in the US at 2.28% now for the 10-year rate, and certainly the RBA's view is that has to head higher over the next couple of quarters.
And if that happens, then a lot of bond funds values will fall.
That's right. Bond funds, particularly overseas, are negatively impacted by rising interest rates. It does hurt the value of those bond funds in the short term, and particularly international bond funds tend to have quite high interest rate exposure, and that's partly because there are so many 10 and 20 and 30 year bonds around in international markets. And New Zealand bond funds tend to not be as exposed to interest rates as offshore, so the impact for local bond investors would not be as great from those potential international movements in interest rates.
Milford's David Lewis talking to the business editor Jenny Ruth.